Welcome back to the Computer Corner. Ken and his ongoing hearing problems.
Yeah, well, and throat problems and...
Old age is setting in hard.
It's all coming at once.
Yes, it is.
Well, that's loud.
What's loud?
That's good, though.
It's computer love.
Yeah, but I'm feeling it now. I'm looking up my old classmates on one of the links that Michael provided.
You went there, and how many classmates have you found?
Looks like 79 from my graduating class.
Wow. So. You could rekindle an old flame, according to Michael.
You can, yes. Or just find an old friend.
Not going to do it.
But
Wouldn't be prudent.
Is there anybody from your graduating class that you'd like to hook up with again?
You know what happens when you hook up with somebody from there and you're happily married? Yeah. Remember what Ross
Perot
said?
No, but like maybe friends. like, well, you already have a couple friends that you still are friends with from back in the day.
High school?
Or is that after
no.
high school? I guess not, yeah.
No, I don't have anybody from high school that I mean, I from time to time talk to them, but...
There's a couple I think about every now and then, think, you know, it'd be cool to find them and just say, hey, what's up, see what they're doing.
Yeah, the ones that
I still have ones that I talk to and hang out with. My best friend, actually.
Yeah, but how long ago did you graduate?
Yeah.
92.
See?
I don't have any that I talk to.
10 years ago. I'm as old as him.
I'm at about 25 now.
Yeah.
So.
I don't think you're going to be talking much in the future.
Talking much, what do you mean?
Because your throat's all sick.
No, it's just from that sickness
thing. That he'll get over that.
Yeah, well,
that contagious thing that they said don't go to work for. Let's see if Alan can chime in on this subject. Alan?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thanks for holding. Now, you know, being happily married prior to the internet, I was trying to get Michael to get me to understand, and she was hoping that people like you would call in and explain exactly what to...
He found love in a modulator.
Yeah, how did you find love in a modulator?
Well, on January 25th, I was in the chat room.
January, this past January?
No, of 99.
Okay. I was going to say, dude, you are going at internet. I'm on internet time.
Well, you're talking way, way, way back in the 90s.
99. And I saw this girl in the chat room, and we just started to chat. And at the time, I lived in New York, and she lived in New Jersey. And we just started to chat. And on February 14th of 99, we met in Atlantic City in person. And in April of 99, we got engaged.
Wow.
In a restaurant, and we got married in June of 2000. I'm 47, she's 24. I've been happily married for 4 years.
Wow.
And you're here in Arizona now?
Yep, we live in Mesa.
Sorry. Are you okay?
We live in Mesa, it's great out here.
I can't say what I'm thinking. Anyway.
Yeah, it is. No, that's cool to hear now. So the thing that I seem to hear a lot from people that meet online is that the courtship is very short.
It is.
Why is that? Why is the courtship so short?
Well, we happen to fall in love very fast. Things happen very fast.
Was it that you were able to connect not without physically seeing each other, that you were able to connect through the mind, I guess, you know, learning about each other before you actually met in person?
We had so many things in common. It was unreal. And we just kept writing each other and emailing each other every single day and talking on the phone every day, practically.
So does your fantasy world take over there, and that's what creates this incredible desire for this person to fulfill that fantasy? Or, I mean, I'm trying to. This is, you know, I got hitched way before this internet thing, so I'm still trying
he
to.
He has to be left out of this whole thing.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to use this thing.
Well, you know, we were just telling each other, you know, what we liked about life, what we liked about each other, and discussing family things and, you know, what my profession is and what her profession is and stuff like that.
Very cool. Alan, appreciate you calling in.
No problem.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And happy Valentine's Day to you and your wife.
Thank you. You too.
That's great.
I think what it is
people need people? Caller
before, Betty.
Uh-huh.
Her daughter wants to find someone to get married. She doesn't want to meet somebody in the bar and know that he just wants to take her home and do whatever.
What if he's there because he wants to meet someone,
but
and he doesn't want to be just taken home?
You're intoxicated.
Really?
Who says you have to drink at a bar?
All of these things. So this way you can meet someone in a safe environment. You're in your home. You're safe. And you can kind of feel your way around without having all of these other things clouding your mind. And then, you know, of course, there are people online that are doing bad things, but when you find that one, you're able to communicate with them in a safe environment.
I'll bet that the majority of the people engaged in this activity are not creepy. They're not,
yeah, you know,
they're
you
not
know,
predators.
If
they're
I
not
was if I was out there just looking for a good time, quote-unquote, I don't think I'd waste my time at these online places because it's a very slow process.
Yeah,
it's not like you're immediately hooked up and you're not seeing pictures usually immediately. It's a slow process, and if that's all you're looking for, it's way too much work.
Well, and how do you get somebody drunk on the internet?
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying?
You could email them a picture of a beer.
Here, go to the store and buy one of these.
What are you drinking?
Is it Adam time?
Adam time.
Adam time?
It's always Adam time. Isn't it always Adam time?
Adam. Adam.
Hi.
Adam.
Hey.
You did a fantastic job the last 2 weeks filling in for a bozo over here that had to keep going over to...
Thanks.
Some
to the wedding land.
I was researching.
Yeah, right.
I found some fabulous locations for our upcoming Las Vegas stores. So.
Okay, well then.
On location or on vacation?
Yeah. I was on location and attending weddings.
He was on localization is what he was on.
Hey, Adam, unless you've attended a number of weddings, you don't understand this, but it's not necessarily a vacation.
I guess you got a point there.
Yeah. So you want to chime in. Now, you're certainly not going to come to the table and talking about love.
No.
Hey, Adam, have you tried hooking up and meeting people online yet?
Adam is 14 now.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Last week you talked to a 13-year-old geek, and now you're talking to a 14-year-old geek.
Yes.
See how much more mature he sounds?
He does sound more mature.
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
So you want to talk about instant messaging?
Yeah, I know you're not much of a fan of instant messaging.
Me?
You.
Yeah, I just don't like you. I don't like being bothered.
He doesn't like something popping up in his face saying, "Hey, what's up, dog?"
No, I think the problem is that I have enough external stimuli... from people calling cell phones and, you know, whatever, that I got enough ways for people to contact me. But,
Well,
I understand the value of instant messaging. It's very good.
Yeah. This week I'm kind of here to plug instant messaging.
Instant messaging, okay.
Plug instant messaging, all right.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you talk on the phone with people, okay? And
mm-hmm.
I'm talking on the phone with you guys right now.
Righto.
Well, sometimes you can't hear me as well if you don't have a good phone line or something like that.
Sure.
I might sound like...
Or your sister's on the phone.
That too.
This is a lot of buildup for instant messaging.
Yeah. Well, with instant messaging, you don't have to worry about any of that. The message is always clear. It's always how you want it to be.
Yeah, because BRB, that's real clear for people, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
of course it is.
After you've seen it once,
right?
Yeah.
And say, what's BRB mean?
Now, instant messaging, you can also communicate with somebody that's not actually there as well, right?
Huh?
You can also create...
like an answering machine, if somebody's not there, it kind of like leaves a message for when they return?
Yeah.
So you can almost have this conversation kind of in pieces over a period of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I can't keep my thoughts together that well. That's my problem.
Now, one of the nice things I like about instant messaging is, like, okay, I'm in school. I do a lot of homework, and sometimes I talk to my friends about homework over instant messaging because they might have questions or I might have questions.
And that's a little more efficient than, like, putting together an email, which generally in an email you kind of tend to be a little bit more formal and write more like a, you know.
So what
human.
I'm hearing is it's a lot easier to cheat in school now with instant messaging.
No, not cheat.
You think teachers aren't aware of this stuff and they don't plan around it? Come on.
Cut and paste the assignment for me, would you please?
I said help, not cheat.
We know, Adam. You're a stand-up guy. We don't have to worry about that. You're going places, man.
All right, so you sold me on instant messaging, and I want to buy into this whole deal. What do I have to do?
Well, you said buy. Well, it's free. You don't actually have to buy anything.
You just need some sort of internet connection, yeah?
Right.
Hey, why don't you promo our free download of the week, then, since you're on this subject?
Is your free download of the week trillion?
How could it be?
How could it be?
Adam, you know, for a 14-year-old who's mastered the word, huh? I'm speechless.
You are psychotic, my man. Or psychic.
So you want to tell us what Trillion is and go ahead and just give away our Snap Files free download of the week?
Yeah, sure. Considering I've used Trillion before, I like Trillion because it's a little instant messaging program that's one program that allows you to use different messaging services at the same time.
So instead of having to choose between, you know, the 10 or 12 different services out there, you can just... get this one thing, and it'll let you talk to anybody on any of those systems, pretty much?
Right. You have to have an account for that, but that's free to sign up for.
Right.
And so it doesn't matter what service your friends are on, you can talk to all of them with one program instead of... How many times I've walked in and seen a customer's machine, and they've got the Yahoo Instant Messenger, AOL Messenger, the MSN. They got all these different messaging programs all sitting in this system tray.
Mm-hmm. All programs running in the background, all slowing down your machine, all potentially taking away and causing problems. So
yucky stuff.
You can do away with all of it with one cool program, free.
Yes, but there is one thing I don't like about Trillion that's kind of a new thing in the instant messaging world.
Do tell.
Audio and video chat.
You don't like audio and video chat?
I like it, but last time I checked, Trillion doesn't support that.
I got you.
Just the basic little instant messaging is all they support, right?
Yeah.
Give them time. I'm sure they're going to be right around the corner.
Right. Because now the new version of AOL Instant Messenger, the latest version of MSN Messenger, and for Mac users, iChat AV, all support audio and video chatting over the Internet.
You are a chat freak, my friend.
Yes, I am.
Hey,
yes.
can you tell them the way to get to our website so if they wanted to check out Trillion, they could do so?
Well, you would probably go to datadoctors.com and click on the radio show section, or datadoctors.com/radio and click on the free download of the week.
It's under the snapfiles.com free download of the week, of course, brought to you by snapfiles.com.
Brought to you by?
I guess we bring it to you, and that's just where it's located at.
Ain't no sponsors on this show.
Yeah, forget that.
Nobody wants to sponsor this show.
True enough.
Yeah.
Hey, Adam, thanks for educating us on chat and telling us why it's more gooder than... You know, the phone and blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Yep.
Hey, how's your first your first week of being 14?
Normal.
Anything change? Nothing?
No.
How's the voice? Everything good?
Yep.
All right, we'll see you down the road, my man.
Yep.
All righty, that's Adam.
I can't wait for when he starts going through the voice change thing. That's going to add such quality to this program. We've got some free lines open at 602-277-5827, 277-KTAR. We want to hear about your...
Nah, let's just open it up.
Open it up?
Open it up.
Hi.
All right, Ken says open it up, so whatever kinds of
talking about
questions and problems and issues, and if you've got love online experiences, if you hooked up with an old friend, if you found somebody new... Whatever the case may be, again, 602-277-5827. It's the Computer Corner right here, News Radio 620 KTAR.